We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners, Dennis Cooper here. If you're a fan of Culpable, then you know we normally focus on one case for an entire season, like the season one case of Christian Andriacchio and the season two case of Brittany Stikes. As I continue working on season three, I'll be using this platform to help more families in their fight for justice. Last fall, I brought you six cases over 6 weeks. Now, I'm bringing you five more. From Tenderfoot TV, another installment of Culpable Case Review is available now. Check out this clip.
So she jumped over her friend into the driver's seat, hit the gas. Her foot did not let off the gas. She hit a mailbox. I think she rolled into a tree, and she was already dead.
From Tenderfoot TV, Culpable Case Review is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts or subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus for early access and ad-free listening. Learn more at tenderfootplus.com.
Rattled and Shook is released weekly, every Thursday, and brought to you absolutely free. But if you want to listen ad-free, subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus at tenderfootplus.com or on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get exclusive bonus episodes. For more information, check out the show notes. Now, enjoy the episode.
And now, presenting Rattled and Shook.
I'm April.
And I'm Meredith, and this is Rattled and Shook,
a podcast where we tune into scary stories and discuss our deepest, darkest fears.
But in a fun way.
So before we get to the first story this week, I need to tell Meredith about what happened while I was sound designing a story.
For Radio Rental,
yeah.
Which is returning soon. If you listen to Radio Rental, the team is working on it.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
So they threw me a story this week. And how should I?
There's a woman screaming in it.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away. Okay.
I don't think that gives anything away.
Okay. So there's a woman screaming in this story, screaming like horribly, like screaming out for help. And I decided that, you know, I was going to do a little voice acting and record this in my closet.
Oh, God. At home?
At home. I knew there was kind of a 50-50 chance that my neighbors would be alarmed.
50-50? I'm concerned that it's not 100.
Right.
They would hear you screaming, help me, and they would be like, that's probably fine.
The thing is, I was sort of laughing at myself because it's ridiculous. So I'm standing in my closet going, you know, ah-ha, and then kind of laughing at myself. And then every time I would just shout up to the ceiling, I'm okay. It's okay.
Did you actually, like, you're like giving them the play-by-play?
Yep.
Okay, I want to believe that's why they didn't come to the door, but I am a little concerned that if something went down at your apartment and you screamed, either they just don't care or they're like, she's sound designing.
So I say 50-50 because they have called the cops once before.
On you? For sound design?
Yeah. And it was a similar thing where it was someone screaming out, help me. It was for the Halloween episode of the girls trapped in the basement.
Oh my God.
I was yelling, help me in my closet. And honestly, I didn't think these neighbors gave two shits about what happened to any of us.
Wow.
But here's the thing. I was maybe doing that at night. And then several hours later, when my roommate was leaving for work, the cops showed up.
Oh my God.
Yep. Does not inspire confidence.
Classic. super late.
So after that, I was like, my neighbors probably know what's up and the cops don't care anyway. But now I feel like the girl who cried wolf.
Literally.
And if I actually was in trouble, this would not be good.
Well, thank you for your service.
No problem. I think we've got some good, we got some good screams in there. I was actually surprised at how a few of them turned out. I was like, wow, that sounds pretty convincing. And then I was like, actually, it's a little upsetting to hear me scream like this.
Oh, no. Yeah, actually, I think I can understand that. You're like, I don't want to hear myself in distress. It's off-putting.
Because
It's really hard to like tap into that place and scream like that when you're not actually in peril.
It takes skill.
Well, how about you just do us all a little favor and drop the raw recording in here?
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Let's get to our first story, which is actually a submission from TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a TikToker. And she's telling her own story in her own voice.
Very cool.
Let's go.
Back in September, my husband and I purchased a house located in a historic society. Our house was actually built in 1763, making it about 260 years old. There's not just a lot of history in our home, but in the neighborhood itself. Our property actually backs up to a cemetery dating back to 1600. All of this was so interesting to me, so after we were officially moved in, I started making videos to share on TikTok. And that's when the madness really started to happen. The first video that I had go viral was me venturing into our attic by myself for the first time since moving into the house. The thing about our attic is that when we did the walkthrough of this house with our realtor before buying it, we noticed that there was a separate room in the attic. It has a door leading to it, and the door has windows that are completely blacked out. And when I say blacked out, it's like somebody took spray paint and completely covered the windows so you cannot see in or out of it. Our realtor actually explained to us that this may have been used as a quarantine room back in the day. No, I do not know what they were trying to quarantine from, and no, I do not know how true that is. So when I made that video of me going up to the attic by myself, people started freaking out, and I got thousands and thousands of comments and messages telling me that we may have a historic disappointment room in our attic. Now, if you've never heard of a disappointment room before, they were apparently popular in the 1700s and 1800s, especially in the antebellum South, and they were used to hide away disabled children and family members from society, because back then that sort of thing was just not acceptable. So I, of course, started doing research on disappointment rooms and began to share information I was finding to everybody on TikTok. There is actually a movie called The Disappointment Room. I believe it came out in 2012, and it's based on a true story where a couple in Rhode Island found a real, live, actual disappointment room in their house when renovating. And I live in Connecticut, which is right next to Rhode Island. So that actually put in perspective with me that it may be possible that I have one of these in my house too. Another comment that I've gotten thousands and thousands of times on really all of my attic and house videos are the fact that people tell me they have dreamt about my house before, specifically my attic. Now, I don't know if it's because my attic resembles every creepy attic in every scary movie ever made, or if people are just imagining this, but it's been months and I still get those same comments on every video. We were also told by one of the sellers that there may be a friendly ghost here in this house. She told us that it really liked her daughter's room, which is now my husband's office. And I will say we have experienced quite a few weird things since moving in. Never anything bad or sinister, but my jewelry goes missing or I find it in random spots. We hear weird noises upstairs where our Airbnb is when nobody is there. You know, just old house things. I also get a lot of people reaching out to me saying that they think there is some type of portal in my house because of the way things seem to disappear and then reappear in a completely different area. I'm still doing a lot of research and trying to figure out the history of this home, but it is very exciting to me that everyone has taken such an interest, and I am so happy to share everything that I find out with you guys. It is such an honor to be able to share my story on this podcast with everyone, and thank you so much for inviting me to do this. I feel like I have made thousands and thousands of new friends just by sharing the history of my house, and I am so happy and grateful for all of you and for every opportunity that I am given. Stay creepy, my friends.
Aw, so sweet.
Yeah.
Such a nice sentiment.
Yeah, that's really cool. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thanks, Kaylee. So Kaylee posted this on TikTok, as she said, under her handle, The Green Manor.
Mm-hmm.
Green is spelled G-R-E-E-N-E. So if you have TikTok, then you can go find her videos there about her creepy attic and her disappointment room.
Yeah, go follow her before they ban TikTok.
Yeah. I actually don't even have TikTok, so I watch TikToks like a boomer. I have to get everyone to text them to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or watch them on Instagram weeks later. Yeah, I know.
I think it's funny that I have a TikTok and you don't.
I know. It's a huge upset. I made a decision like very early on that I didn't want to get TikTok. And then it became like a point of pride that I was like, I just can't get it now. And I've actually recently been like, maybe I'll get it.
Yeah.
And then like all this news came out about TikTok maybe being banned. And I was like, well, I guess I won't get it.
I've gotten into it because of things like this. People post really interesting content. There's so much information. Like, obviously, you have to parse through and use discernment, do your own research. Why are you side-eyeing me?
Sorry. I was chewing a tomato over there.
Just a side note, Meredith is eating her favorite snack of cottage cheese and vegetables. Like the true 90-year-old she is.
Right after I said I didn't have TikTok, you had to say that. And I'm wearing a cardigan.
She is. It's so quaint.
Yeah, it's pretty quaint.
Man.
Anyway, on to the video. So, I mean, she already described her disappointment room in the audio, obviously, but then you can see it in the video. And it is pretty creepy.
It is. The blacked out windows, that gets me. Seeing that visually.
Yeah, because it's spray painted like from the outside of the disappointment room.
Yeah.
And it's also running down in drips. Like it wasn't even spray painted nicely. It looks like it was spray painted haphazardly.
Yeah. And the way it's revealed in the video, she sort of opens the attic door, walks up the curved stairs, and then hangs left. And the door is right there. That door, especially with it blacked out, it's like, that shouldn't be there. You know, it just feels like
so weird.
Yeah.
Like, what else could it be?
I do not know.
A workshop? But why would you need a door?
Right.
But yeah, had you heard of a disappointment room before?
I had heard of it only because of that movie that she referenced. I remember that movie coming out and thinking, oh, that's an interesting title. And it seemed intriguing, but the movie got abysmal reviews, and it currently sits at a 3.9 out of 10 on the IMDb rating.
Oh, God.
And its Rotten Tomato score is 0%.
A disappointment.
Yep. I think Kaylee's TikTok is a better use of your time, probably. Just follow her account.
Yeah. Did you notice how she held the attic door open with like a cord?
Yeah. And she said that it'll just close on its own frequently.
That stuff creeps me out because in her video, she says there's a lot of scratches on the back of the attic door.
I didn't notice that until she pointed it out. And then I was like, oh, okay.
There's a lot of scratches. You can see it in the video. It's not like a normal amount of scratches. And she says like, okay, maybe it's from hundreds of years of people moving things in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It could be. It could also be hundreds of years of little fingers.
Yeah. Scratches on the interior side of anything. It's just not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
When she opens the door and then just walks up the stairs, I'm like, oh, this is an attic, you know?
Now this is an attic.
Mwah. That is a classic Conjuring style attic.
It really is like perfect. It's ready to go. It's set designed.
To shoot your horror movie in there. Yeah.
No changes.
No notes. Perfect as it is.
I don't know how you live in that house with that attic.
Would you buy a house like this? Because we've discussed this before, living in an old place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I guess that I do think, even though I'm like a skeptic about most things, I do think feel out if it feels creepy to you. And, you know, I'd want to feel that out. But I think there's something about like attic doors and how accessible they are to your main rooms. And this one's like right in the middle of the action. Like it's like around the kitchen. And I feel like that it being so central is a little bit creepy.
I love the character of old houses, but I don't know that I would necessarily go for a place quite as lived in, I'll say. Scratched.
It's interesting. I really think it depends on how you design it, too.
Right. No, that's true.
How you paint a house can really matter and if you update the windows. But yeah, I'd like an old house. I would like an old house. How old? I don't know about that old. That's pretty old.
How old is it to get 1600s?
It's old.
Yes, because it's seen... It's seen wars.
Seen too much. Put it to rest.
Too old. You know, I'd say 20s, 30s.
I could be down with like a mid-century house.
A mid-century?
Yeah.
You know what I'd love? 1930s California Spanish Revival. That's kind of my ideal.
All right. For your birthday.
This is wishful thinking. Neither of us are ever going to own a house.
What?
Let's be honest.
What?
You might.
Don't put that on me.
The economy. Okay, I'm sorry. I won't wish that on you, but for me, for sure.
I also feel like I could see you not wanting to be in a house because of being creeped out.
I would. Well, and we've discussed this. I kind of like to see where everything is at all times.
So your house would be a literal fishbowl. You're like, I can only have one room.
Yeah, if I'm living alone. If I'm not living alone, it's different. But if I were to like be in a position to buy my own house.
You would have like an 8,000 square foot studio.
It would be like a co-working space.
It's like a warehouse.
If I'm living alone, I'm getting a condo probably.
That's manageable.
Yeah.
It's manageable.
And I can usually see most of what's going on. You know, like an open floor plan.
Yeah. I mean, I know it doesn't bode well for me because I want like an old house with a closed floor plan. I love rooms. I want to be able to like go into different rooms.
Yeah. I do love the look of those houses. I'd be constantly getting spooked.
Yeah. It's definitely creepy.
My anxiety. Yeah. It wouldn't allow.
It wouldn't allow.
I'll come visit your house. How about that?
Perfect. And I'll come visit your warehouse.
It's $20 an hour to work there in my co-working space.
Yeah. Now, a word from our sponsors.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Here's another story.
About 14 years ago, I was driving around with three of my friends. I remember it was about 3:30 a.m. We turned down this dark road that didn't have a whole lot of light, and all of the houses were set back from the road without sidewalks. My friends in the back of the car had started to fall asleep, and I was focused on driving because it was so dark outside. Suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I saw something walk into the street right in front of my car. I had to slam on my brakes in order to not hit it. In the glow of my headlights, I realized it was a little girl in pink pajamas standing in the road without shoes. So I swerved around the girl, and my friends were jostled awake. The girl proceeded to follow closely behind our car. She was walking so smoothly, too smoothly. In retrospect, she almost appeared to be floating. My friends insisted we turn back. So we did, and we stopped right in front of her again. She stood perfectly still for about 15 seconds. Her eyes then started to partially roll back into her head. We all felt immediately sick to our stomachs. Whatever she was, it didn't feel like it was a good thing. We called the police in case it was a little girl who needed help, but the phone call dropped, even though we were within range. When we got through, they told us to go home and that they'd send someone to check it out. So, fast forward about 5 years, and I'm with a group of friends, some of whom I had met that night, and we were telling scary stories. As I started to tell my story, one of the people I just met said, "I have a story in that same street. Keep telling yours and I'll see if it's similar." As soon as I mentioned the little girl, he freaked out. He was like, "This exact thing happened to my friends last year." Now, at this point, I hadn't described the girl in detail, but he did, saying she was about 8 years old with olive skin, wearing pink pajamas. Now, I knew he couldn't be lying because I hadn't described how she looked at all yet. He then went on to say that he lived on that street just a little south of where we saw the girl. After a late night, his friends were leaving his house around 3:30 a.m. Shortly after they left, he said he got a frantic call from his friends saying, "Dude, we just saw the creepiest thing. There was a girl in pink pajamas sitting on a curb that created a little bridge for a small stream to pass through. She was swinging her legs and singing to herself." Then, fast forward another 7 years or so, I'm telling this scary story to a family member who had never heard it before. Right when I mentioned this street, she said, "You know, it's so weird. I once saw a little girl standing in the road at like 3 a.m. She was able to draw a map on a napkin to show the spot where they saw her. It was the exact same spot that I had seen her. They apparently flipped around to try and figure out what she was doing, and she was gone. She was also wearing the pink pajamas and matched the same description." My family member even called her two friends to verify her story. I haven't seen the little girl in the pink pajamas again, but you cannot tell me something didn't happen to her. Something bad. Also, keep in mind that she never aged over a span of about 15 years.
Thank you.
So, April, you told me that you watched some new horror movies this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I told you about it in our pre-interview.
Every time we talk off mic, it's a pre-interview.
Pretty much.
I say, hey, can I call you for a pre-interview?
There are times when we're talking and we're like, you know what? We should just stop talking and save this.
Yeah, it's a very
for the podcast.
Very normal conversational stuff.
We can't have a relationship outside of this podcast.
Occasionally, I'll just tell, stop. We should record that. Don't tell me anymore. Okay, so tell me about the movies. Tell me about the movies that you saw without me. Just kidding. You know I'd hate it.
Oh, if I waited for you to watch these movies, it would never happen.
You're absolutely right.
So I think one of these you could watch. I think Aww. You could handle it. And I think you might like it. And it's called Lovely, Dark, and Deep. Mm. Have you heard anything about this?
I haven't. I'm going to look it up right now.
And the title's actually a quote from a Robert Frost poem, which I didn't know, where he says, "The woods are lovely, dark, and deep." And it's about this woman who's played by Georgina Campbell, who was in my favorite horror movie of 2022, which was Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. she is a park ranger and she's stationed in a national park. And it's kind of based around the fact that, you know, so many people go missing in national parks. She specifically applies to get stationed in a certain place where her sister went missing when they were children. And it does go the supernatural route with it.
Okay, I saw a pretty creepy still. I don't know about this.
Ooh, it's got a 4.7. Wow, people aren't nice to this
interesting.
Movie on IMDb. It's got an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, though. That's interesting.
Polarizing. I'm intrigued.
I can see why some people might not like it because the way it resolves, it's a little unexpected. Mm-hmm. And I think not in a way that feels justified, maybe. I found it pretty disturbing and eerie and like disorienting. You know, when you watch something, and you just feel off afterwards, like I need to walk outside or take a shower or something, you know, I need to reset. I definitely felt like that after watching this movie.
Mm.
I would recommend it. I think it's definitely worth a watch if you want to wait till it becomes like free somewhere. I did just go ahead and rent it.
Good for you. Stimulating the film economy.
Yeah, I was trying to hold off because I was like, I'm already paying for like 5 streaming services, you know?
Yeah.
But then I just caved and rented 2 movies in a row.
Oh, so this was a double feature. So this was the first. And then what else did you rent?
And then I rented the movie Stop Motion. And that's one that I'm not sure you would be able to handle.
Okay, that's kind of new.
Although you do like stop motion animation.
I do love stop motion animation.
But the thing is, there's a lot of body horror involved, and there's a lot of intense sound design in this movie that makes it really visceral. Because she starts using, heads up, I'm going to give a tiny spoiler.
Okay, April's going to give a tiny spoiler, so skip ahead 30 seconds.
Maybe 10 seconds, if you care. But she starts using organic material to make her little stop motion figures.
Ew. Don't clarify that.
But the sound design is a little too effective. There were times where I actually like shouted at the TV. I went, stop!
Oh my God, I'm watching the trailer with the sound off. Can you tell? Oh my gosh. Like the little monsters are stop motion?
Yep.
I love that. Oh my God. I just saw the peephole scene.
Mm-hmm. For anyone who loves horror,
this looks good.
Highly recommend.
What are the ratings?
That's like pretty highly rated across the board.
Oh, really, I see the body horror.
Ugh. Did you see the Red Band trailer or something? Like, how much did they give away?
Ew.
So yeah, there you go. I would say, you know, it's Fantastic Mr. Fox meets The Fly. But yeah, I'd be curious to know if you'd be able to make it through this movie.
I think the trailer was good.
Good enough.
With the sound off.
Yeah.
I'd watch more horror if I could just turn the sound off.
See, that's why I love sound.
I know. It's so effective.
Yeah. And actually, both of these movies are pretty psychological horror-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both about like women isolating themselves because of an obsession, which is interesting. But I think this one even more so.
Amazing.
Where she just like locks herself away so she can complete this stop motion film.
Animation movie, which reminds me of Parks and Rec. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's a scene in Parks and Rec where Ben, the character of Ben played by Adam Scott, doesn't have a job laid off. I don't know. He's in between jobs. And so he gets really into stop motion animation. And then he spends like hours making stop motion animation. And he like plays it for someone and it's like 2 seconds.
He thinks he made a masterpiece.
And it's like someone standing up.
And he was like, oh God,
That's the whole thing.
Adam Scott is so freaking good at acting.
He's so good.
He doesn't get enough credit.
He doesn't.
He played that so convincingly and so straight.
Immediate despair.
Yes.
It's an incredible joke.
It's amazing. But yeah, those are the two new movies I saw this week, and I recommend both of them. I'm trying to actively see new horror movies at least every like week or two. Because I really just was rewatching things for a while.
Yeah, you should. And actually, there's one horror movie that I am really excited for.
Oh, wait, what?
Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to watch that?
I want to watch that. A 70s talk show host invites Satan on TV is like the, mm-hmm. Like the log line. Yeah, I'm interested in that because it's like a period piece. And I'm very interested in like the whole satanic panic time period and how that affected media, and I don't know, everything looks cool, like the set design and the costumes and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah, that does look really cool. It looks like it's going to release on Shudder on April 19th. You know Shudder, the horror movie channel?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pumped for this. Yeah, let's watch this one together.
Yay, and then we can talk about it.
Then we can talk about it.
And then we can try to watch stop motion.
Okay, well, hold on.
With subtitles on and the sound off.
There we go. That I can do.
Hey, it's that time. That time.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We're back with An Irrational Fear.
Yay.
And if you don't know what this segment is, people send in their irrational fears to us and we share them on the show. And it's amazing how many people have similar irrational fears. So Let's see if this next one speaks to you.
To me?
No.
Oh, to the audience.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it speaks to you. We'll see. All right. This one comes from Gabby. Gabby writes, "When I was a kid, I used to be terrified of Gollum from Lord of the Rings. The fear itself was rational, but the way I overcame this fear is a bit odd. In one of my many nightmares where he would chase me, I decided to turn around and propose to him. So Gollum and I had a wedding on a school bus. The nightmares stopped after our lovely ceremony. Even to this day, if I'm trapped in a recurring nightmare, I just turn it into a wedding."
Oh my God.
No, it's actually pretty dark. Or I guess maybe it's actually kind of like very love affirming.
Sure. I guess it depends on how she feels about it afterwards.
Well, it's like something scary is happening and if she turns it into a wedding than mm-hmm. or like a love story than she can stomach it.
I think you could go either way with that.
I'm going glass half full here.
Yeah.
I'm sensing your glass half empty.
I mean, you know, proposing marriage just to get someone to not attack you.
It reminds me of the scene in Harry Potter where they're doing the Bogart. Is it the Bogart?
The Boggart.
Boggart? Boggart?
Boggart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Lupin's office, we're talking mm-hmm. film number 3.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban. One of the best. And the way that you get over your worst fear is to turn it into something funny or light. And so I totally, mm-hmm. like, I actually think, obviously, that's not like a novel concept. It's like it's a very true psychological concept. So this yeah. makes a lot of sense. Smart little kid.
I think that's a lovely way to look at it.
Okay. What way are you looking at it?
Well, if she felt good about that, if it made her feel more comforted after doing that in the dream. Also, I'm impressed by her lucid dreaming. The fact that she employs strategies within her dreams to get like monsters off her back.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it makes me think of women in public being pursued by men that they're not interested in. You know, if like a man approached you in a grocery store and like wouldn't take no for an answer and then you just turned around to propose to
him.
It
would just be easier just to marry him.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Which is very dark.
Oh my God.
Very, very dark.
Look, you're following me around. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
And I'm sure, actually, that would scare a lot of them off.
But I don't know. Gollum might be a really good husband.
I don't think.
He might be a little obsessive as a husband.
Yeah.
But he would be doting.
Over the ring.
Oh, yeah. He would spend a lot of time picking out the rings. And then he'd want to wear it. He would be like, you have to mm-hmm. wear it. I have to wear mine. Actually, I have to wear both of ours.
He'd be like, white, gold, bond.
That's good.
Do your Gollum. Do your Gollum impression.
Trixie.
Hold on. I feel like I could do it, but I need to do it over here first.
Okay.
Don't listen to me.
I wish everybody could see.
I can't hear you, by the way.
Visually what's happening. Oh, Meredith is rehearsing her Gollum in front of me right now.
No, master.
She's also taking on the posture.
I don't think I can do Gollum. Wait, I have to listen to him first in my ear.
Okay, I'm going to quote some things.
Stupid fat hobbit.
Oh, that's really good.
Go into your throat. Get like throaty.
Yeah. And then you also have to go nasal.
Yes. What else does he say?
He says Trixie Hobbitses.
Trixie Hobbitses.
I don't want to compete with that.
But you got the body posture down.
I do have the curvature of the spine.
So between the two of us, we have pretty spot on impression.
Between the two of us, we could definitely be Gollum.
Yeah.
Well, Gabby, thank you so much for your irrational fear.
And thanks for the tip on how to get out of a nightmare scenario. Maybe I'll try that next time.
And how to have a long, enduring, and healthy marriage.
They're precious.
I mean, it's actually remarkable, April. It's remarkable.
Is it? I'm so pleased.
Now your upstairs neighbors are going to be like, we think Gollum lives downstairs. Could you guys come and check that out?
Rattled and Shook is a Tenderfoot TV production in partnership with Odyssey. Executive producers are Donald Albright and Payne Lindsay. Co-executive producer is Meredith Stedman. Hosted and produced by April Ruha and Meredith Stedman. Lead editor and sound designer is April Ruha. Additional production by Sean Nerney. Production management by Tracy Kaplan and Jordan Foxworthy. Original score by Makeup and Vanity Set. Original art by Puppy Teeth. Follow us on social media at Rattled and Shook. Sing a song.